I worship his holy name. I worship his holy name. Worship his holy name. With all my heart, with all my heart, I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my heart, with all my soul. I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord, with all my mind, with all my might, with all my mind. I will praise you, Lord, by and deep. I will praise you, Lord. Oh, 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 with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. I will praise you, Lord, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my might. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I will 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 serve 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 you, Lord. I will seek 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 you, Lord. Oh, be lifted above, O Lord our God. We lay our crown and worship you, O be lifted, O be lifted above, O Lord our God. We lay our crown and worship you. We lay our crown and worship you. We lay our crown and worship you. Jesus shall reign forevermore. He shall reign forevermore in our life. Jesus shall reign forevermore. He shall reign forevermore in our home. Jesus shall reign forevermore. He shall reign forevermore in Jesus' house. Jesus shall reign forevermore. He shall reign forevermore in our children. Jesus shall reign forevermore. He shall reign forevermore in our community. Jesus shall reign forevermore. He shall reign forevermore. We lift you above other names. Above other names, we lift you up. We lift you up. Lifting by, we lift you up. Above other name, we lift you up. Above other name, we lift you up. Da da da, we lift you up. Lifting by, we lift you up. Above other name, we lift you up. Above other name, we lift you up. Lifting by, we lift you up. I was blind. When they say to me, let us go to the house of the Lord, I was glad, I was glad. When they say to me, let us go to the house of the Lord, we go from strength. Strength to strength when we appear. When we appear in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord, we go from strength. We go from strength as we have appeared this morning. Strength to strength when we appear. When we appear in the house of the Lord, we lift you up above other name. We lift you up. Above other name, we lift you up. Go ahead and lift him high this morning. Is the reason why you are alive. Give him glory. Give him honor. Thank him that you are among the living. Thank him for his mercy and faithfulness over the years, over the month. Thank him for his kindness. Thank him that you are among the living this morning. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Lord, I'm grateful that I'm among the living this morning. I give you praise. I give you honor. Thank him. Thank him that you slept and woke up safely. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Our God is worthy. Abayanga lagabaye galibaladi azateyo de gapayadam. Abalandededo koshkalati si senkoradi intoredo kedibiasaza. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Thank you, I am that I am. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want somebody to turn Esau Bible with me to Psalm, the book of Psalms, chapter 92, verse 1 and 2. If you are there, you can read before me.
Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night.
Thank you, ma. God bless you. You are going to pray this morning. We are going to lift up to our voice and say, Father, I thank you for the gift of life and for the gift of breath and for another glorious week. Go ahead, give him thanks this morning, whatever you may be right now. Now it is time to pray. Lift up your voice and say, Father, I praise you for the gift of life that I'm among the living this morning, together with myself, my household. We are grateful. We are grateful. We thank you for the breath in us, and we thank you for what you are prepared to do in this glorious week. You are wonderful. We give you praise. We give you honor in Jesus' mighty name. We have given time. Your next line of prayer, you are going to pray and say, Father, I praise you for the life of all our students and as many that are in school. As they embark on their exam, please grant them academic excellence. Go ahead and pray for them. Father, I praise you. I thank you for the gift of all our students. Thank you for those that are writing exams, those taking professional courses. We are grateful. Lord, we ask for wisdom. Lord, we ask for grace. Lord, we ask for the spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus. Those embarking on research, We thank you for favor. We are grateful. Those writing exam, we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for favor. We thank you for the spirit of excellence. We thank you for grace to study. We thank you for grace to study really hard. We are grateful. We are grateful. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. You are going to thank God for one thing right from the beginning of the year 2023, even right from when God has started this revival hour. We have no reason to miss one of the days. It's enough to give thanks to God. So you omit your devices with me and say, Father, I praise your name for the gift of revival hour and grace to tarry before you daily. Go ahead. Join me this evening as a God. Join me this evening as a God. Thank God. We have no reason to be family to meet in the morning. From the day we have been meeting early in the morning to pray. Thank God for grace and strength. Thank God for grace and strength to wake up every morning. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him, thank him. The truth is that we spend our time doing certain things. If you spend your time for God, then you will definitely be thinking of something else. Lift up your voice that every day you can wake up and talk to God, join the same spirit, hear testimony. It is a glorious thing. Lord, we thank you for strength. We thank you for grace. We thank you for your enablement. Thank you for answered prayer. That whenever we gather, you always answer our prayer. What a mighty God you are. What an excellent God you are. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given
prayer.
You are going to pray and say, Father, please remember me today for good. Light shine on my part in this week. Go ahead and in Jesus' mighty name, we are free.
Amen.
After the short exhortation, there's a prayer point God wants you to pray. I will tell you now so that you can make sure you pray. Whatever vision you have started, whatever project you have started in this year that are yet to realize, God will grant you grace and speed to accomplish them. There shall be no abandoned projects in this year.
Amen.
Father, this morning, I thank you for grace and honor to even to appear before you. We are grateful for everything you did yesterday. Thank you for the first service, second service, communion service. Thank you for answers to prayer, souls. Thank you for your word. Thank you for not hiding yourself to, not even to us. We are grateful this morning for all these testimonies that have been shared. We are not taking them for granted. Be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, Father, your children have gathered before you. Let your face shine upon each one. In Jesus' powerful name, we have prayed. And take over this play and make it that in Jesus' name. Amen. And we would have shout a big amen.
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 Amen. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God for your life, for the ongoing 14 days of glory. I want you to know that somebody is pregnant with a great thing. And in the place of pregnancy, you are expected to bring forth, like the book of Isaiah says. The book of Isaiah, the last chapter tells us about describing a pregnant woman. And so when we fast and pray, I want you to know that we are pregnant with something and somebody's about to break forth. That person is you. That person is me. That person is your family and my family in the name of Jesus. Jesus' house is about to break forth in the name of Jesus. So I want to encourage you to be steadfast. And again, for all our seniors in the house and all our pregnant sisters, we encourage you as the Lord helps you, even if it is 12, but make sure you partake. Make sure you pray. Also very important, if you have prayer point that you want to be prayed for, starting from tomorrow, we are going to be taking them. So please We're going to send an email, or when you come into Revival Hour, just send it to Brother Joseph or any of the brethren taking the testimony. If you have prayer points, somebody to be prayed for, any prayer requests starting from tomorrow, please. Media that is here, bless you. Media that is here, please do well to project the church email. You can send it to the email address. Any prayer point you have in your heart, maybe for somebody, for family, for friends, for the neighborhood, in these 14 days of glory, we are going to be taking them during the revival hour. So please take note. Any prayer point, send them to the church email. Media, please do well to project the email or share it on the group. Or send it to Brother Joseph, Brother Divine, or Sister Jumake, those brethren that usually take testimonies and prayer for God's servant. And in the name of Jesus, there shall be miracle. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Genesis, very quickly, we'll just touch on one or two things very quickly, and then we'll pray and share the grace. This morning, God is beginning a new line of exhortation line. Now, Genesis 13, I'm going to take... I'll just take a few verses here from verse 11. Then Lot, Genesis 13, I'm reading verse 11. Please follow, be like the Berean Christian. Be like the Berean Christian. They also check to make sure that the man of God is saying the right thing. And I thank God for grace to always tell you and teach you the right thing from God. Now, then Lot chose him all the plain of Judah, and Lot journeyed east. And they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the city of Plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. Verse 13, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Verse 14, and the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. Now, he said, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. Let somebody shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Looks like it's only the my wife and sister Oyeleye that shouted hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God for wonderful women. All the men too are wonderful. You know, Jesus, the first disciple was a woman. So men, let's make sure that we too are with. Amen. God will strengthen all the men and women in Jesus' name. Amen. Right. Now, we are looking at be vision driven. Be vision driven. As we continue in these 14 days of prayer and fasting, one of the things which is actually our focus, one of the benefits of prayer and fasting is vision, actualization of vision. Be vision driven. I like you to mute your device and tell two people, tell your neighbor, be vision driven. Be vision driven.
Be vision driven.
Be vision driven.
Yes. Be vision driven. What is a vision, and why is God saying we should be vision driven, particularly even as we begin, as we continue in these 14 days of glory, prayer, and fasting? Well, first, we need to understand what is a vision. A vision is a mental picture, something that you have in your brain, in your mind, something you are looking at, something you want to accomplish. Now, so vision is a mental picture, something you have in your mind, something you are thinking about. Now, number two, Vision is the ability to see into the future. Ability to see into the future. So that means your capacity to be able to see into what God wants to do with your life in the future. ability to see, to have a sense of, or have an idea. Say, this is what God will do with my life. This is what God will do with his church. This is what God will do with my home. This is what God will do with my destiny. This is what my future looks like. So ability to see into the future is vision. Now, also, a vision can be likened to being driven by an invisible force. I take it again, a vision can be likened to something that is driving you like a force. You are driven by something. Something is pushing you. It pushes you, challenges your thinking, and so on. Now, we pause on these three definitions for this morning, but one thing that's key is this, from the story that we read this morning, is that God had to separate Lot from Abram. Then it was Abram, but later Abraham. And it was then after then God spoke to Abram in verse 14 to 15, and God began to enlarge his vision. God began to tell him about what he wanted him to do. And so it is important, brethren, as we pray. That's why we encourage you to write your prayer point down. Be vision driven. If you want to achieve a glorious result in life, something must be driving you. You cannot just wake up every morning, nothing is driving you. At least pray for so. It's also vision. It's also vision. To see your family, immediate extended family saved, it's a vision. It's a vision. To see the church grow, to see church growth mandate, no more empty, it's a vision. So there is individual vision, there's family vision, there's, you know, church vision, and so on. But what is important is, for instance, your immigration document is a vision. Yes, it's a vision. You're expecting baby, it's a vision. You want to get married, it's a vision. You want to see your great-great-grandchildren, it's a vision. You want to build a house, it's a vision. You want to buy a car, it's a vision. You want to graduate, you want to go for one program or finish a program, you want to go back to school, it's a vision. All of those you want your children to exert, it's a vision. Yes, you want God to build your home, it's a vision. Our life must be vision-driven. Men and women that changes their world. If you go and check them, even the ones that are Christians and the ones that are not Christian, something you must find in all of them is vision. It's vision. I read the story of the man who brought about, how the story of yoga and some other thing came to mind, you know. I read a little bit of reading on that. And one of the idea of these people is that they want to reach the entire world. And even though those people are not alive today, but can you see that somehow they're infiltrating all the world? Do you know Satan has his own vision? His vision is to draft souls to hell. So we too must have vision to snatch those souls out of hell. Brethren, as you prepare to expect the light of God this week, be vision driven. I want you to bow down your head this morning as we pray. First, you are going to say, Father, I thank you for sending your word to me. Go ahead and make that your prayer of thanksgiving. Lord, I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you adoration. I thank you for sending your word unto me this morning. Be thou lifted up. Be thou exalted. Be thou magnified. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want you to thank God for the visions you have in your hands already. Thank God for the ones that have been fulfilled. Thank God for the ones that have been fulfilled. Thank God for the ones that have been fulfilled. Go ahead and appreciate God. Appreciate God. Appreciate God. I remember in those days, I have many visions in my heart, but God has brought many to pass. So go ahead, appreciate God. And say, Lord, I thank you for the visions you have brought to pass. Now, having prayed that, your next prayer point is go ahead and pray every pending vision in your hand, the power of God will bring them to pass. The power of God will bring them to pass. Visions in your family, go ahead and pray. Now, commit those visions into the hand of God. Pray for grace, pray for speed, and say, Lord, I thank you. This vision, My eyes look unto you. I thank you because you will bring them to power. Grant me grace to take the steps I need to take. Lord, grant me wisdom. Maybe you are wondering, how can I succeed in this vision? It is possible. That's why God wants to talk about it at this time, because he knew there's something you need even to get that vision to a reality. Go ahead and talk to God. You are here. You are not born again. I want to know that Jesus loves you. I want to raise up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin in Jesus' name. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, forgive them their sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Now go ahead. Take the next 1 minute. Talk to God. Cry to him. You have visions in your heart. Everybody has something they are chasing, something they are looking forward to. Cry to God. God is the one that can help you. No man can help you. He's the only one that can help you. So look unto him, and then you'll be singing a new song very shortly. For answers to our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I'd like you to stretch forth your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending your word unto us this morning. Lord, on vision, that we should be vision driven. Lord, I ask this morning, Lord, for all the vision you have given to us, we are grateful. For the ones that have been accomplished in this year, both from individuals, from the family, from the church, we are grateful. Lord Jesus, I ask this morning that Lord, grace and even favor and double speed to accomplish all the vision to see family members saved, vision to see the sick restored, vision to see souls saved, vision even to do great things for you and I. Every vision, in the name of Jesus, receive grace to accomplish them in the name of Jesus. In this season of prayer and fasting, receive grace to accomplish them in the name of Jesus. Everyone that needs favor, everyone that needs human resources, financial resources, every resources you need to accomplish your vision, receive in the name of Jesus. I pray for you before the end of this 14 days of glory, that vision that you have abandoned, it will rise up again. You will pick it up again, and it will be accomplished in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. Are you sick in your body? Be healed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.